Yay.
The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Well, as you know, I'm a mom, and I'm a mom of a kid who goes to the Ottawa Catholic School Board. We've just received a note from them, and this is what it says. Possible strike action on Monday. Once again, a message from the Ottawa Catholic School Board, and I'm going to read this verbatim. CUPE, the union representing over 1,300 permanent and 700 casual OCSB employees, will legally be able to strike as of Monday, November the 21st. They will strike on Monday unless there is a settlement with the provincial government before then. This email is meant to keep you up to date on what we know. So there is lots more information there, but that just kind of gives you a bit of a taste. Joel Hardin is going to join us, NDP MPP for Ottawa Centre. This is top of mind for Mr. Hardin and, of course, everybody at Queen's Park. We're going to spend some time with him in a little bit. But first of all, I wanted to head to chat with Sally McIntyre, General Manager for Mississippi Valley Conservation Authority. Hi, Sally.
Good morning.
Sally, when I say Bill 23 to you, what comes to mind?
I would say a variety of concerns. One that, of course, affects all of us in some shape or form will be the impacts on wetlands. Wetlands, as many people may know, act as natural sponges, and they protect a lot of our communities from flooding, and they also provide base flow during drought conditions. So they're really important piece of natural infrastructure that service our communities.
And we know the provincial government has proposed changes from Bill 23. Walk us through what this means.
Pardon me?
Walk us through the changes to the bill. So we know that my understanding is that homeowners, once again, as you mentioned, the wetlands is going to be a big part of this that would potentially, if these wetlands are left to be what they're supposed to be, which is protecting, that it will allow us to not have flooding, erosion, and landslides. But once again, my understanding is if this goes through, there's going to be a lot of problems for homeowners.
Yeah, exactly. So the province is proposing changes that would reduce the number and the extent of wetlands. And, a lot of people feel that we protect lands, wetlands in particular, solely because of the natural systems, the endangered species and the like that live within them. But a lot of people don't recognize the critical role that they also play, as I said, from an infrastructure perspective. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, when we think of Ottawa, we have wetlands upstream of the community at Stittsville, upstream of Richmond, upstream of portions of Kanata, upstream of Barrhaven, in Leitrim. And these wetlands are like sponges immediately upstream of these communities. And if we start to whittle away at them because the province is removing certain elements that protect these wetlands today, then we're reducing our ability to protect these communities going forward. Now, the province would argue that it's put in compensation clauses that say, well, if you remove a wetland, you can somehow compensate elsewhere. But I would argue that it's extremely difficult to replace all those natural system functions that a 200-acre wetland that has 100-year-old vegetation is able to serve to our communities. Mm-hmm. So that would just be one example of some of the critical changes that the province is proposing in Bill 23.
And Sally, what are you hoping we'll do, knowing that this is in jeopardy, like you just described?
Well, what we're asking people to do is to contact their local MPP and the province and to do so immediately, because these changes are being put through very, very quickly. We expect them to be, in fact, enacted quite possibly maybe even before the end of this month or early next month. The province is working to a very short timeline, and they haven't allowed a lot of opportunity for public input. And, you know, one has to wonder why they reduced this change the day after the municipal election, when municipalities across the province are in a state of flux and then ill-prepared to respond to such significant changes.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting timing, would you agree? Sally, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I said very interesting timing, would you agree?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's hard not to observe it. Now, mm-hmm. on the positive side, I would say that the conversations we've been having with our municipal partners have been very productive. They are responding. And in fact, 10 Eastern Ontario CAs have crafted a letter that we're going to be submitting to the Standing Committee. And already several mayors and Reeves in Eastern Ontario have added their name to the letter that we intend to submit later this week.
Very interesting. We'll be following this really closely. Let's stay in touch, okay, Sally?
Thank you, Sam. Have a great morning.
My pleasure. Sally McIntyre spending time with us today, General Manager, Mississippi Valley Conservation Authority. If you want to learn more about Bill 23, the time is now. We want to definitely be checking in with that. Speaking about checking in, we're checking in right now with Joel Harden, NDP MPP for Ottawa Centre. Hello, Mr. Harden.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good. It has certainly been a busy news day, and I know it's been busy at Queen's Park today from the perspective of CUPE has indicated that they have now an illegal strike action, and they're going to potentially be going on strike as of Monday. The education workers, if the province doesn't get this done, what are your thoughts today? Feels like we've been here before, Joel.
Yes, I know. Do you have a sense of Groundhog Day?
I was just thinking that as I was describing it. I was like, yeah.
Well, look, I just want your listeners to be very clear about the stakes here, because we need our schools open. Our kids need their beloved EAs, ECEs, custodians, library techs. But the government so far is spinning, and you can't spin forever. The workers are asking for $3.25 an hour. The province has at least a $2 billion surplus. These folks have gotten zeros for 10 years. We need to make the investment to make sure these folks who are helping our kids don't also use food banks. So we need people listening to pick up the phone, call the government, tell them to negotiate a fair deal. I don't think $3.25 an hour is too much debt.
So why doesn't the government see the simplicity of the way you just described it? Is it really that simple, Joel?
I think it is. I mean, look, we have choices in politics about what we invest our money in. Billions of dollars are invested every year in Ontario in write-offs for large companies, taking executives and clients to Raptors games and Maple Leafs games, but literally billions are wasted in subsidizing already affluent companies and people. Or we could decide to give people who've had zeros forever, some of whom are using food banks, looking after kids on the autism spectrum, cleaning our schools, another $3.25 an hour from like an average of $39,000 a year to $42,000 a year. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's too much to ask, but I'm waiting for the adults to get into the room on the government side. I'm waiting for them to be more serious at the bargaining table.
Well, I described it this morning after the news conference with Laura Walton as ping pong. I mean, it just and the kids are being sort of in the middle of all of this. We know the Ottawa Catholic School Board, Joel, you know, my daughter goes there. We mm-hmm. received some information from them just a few minutes ago indicating about the potential strike. And it's, you know, the part about how will this affect your child's learning. And this is right from the school board, Ottawa Catholic School Board. If a strike occurs, all OCSB in-person students will move to remote learning on Monday, November the 21st. We'll do this because operating in-person learning without CUPE staff is unsafe. If the strike occurs, we will do our best to ensure that learning continues for all students. The problem here, Joel, you and I both know it. There's a lot of inequity. Not everybody has the internet. Not everybody has a tablet. The school board has worked hard to make sure this is happening. I'm just speaking about one school board. We know there's many affected. But this doesn't mean an equal opportunity for all kids. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, this can be resolved, Sam. That's the good news. If we were living in deep recession times where the government could make a case they couldn't afford it, we may be in a different situation. But I think if I can be candid with you and your listeners, this is a moment for the male ego to take a bit of a climb down here. I think the premier and the education minister thought they had the world by the tail and the majority government, and they could do whatever they wanted. They could tell people what they should make, threaten $4,000 fines on people. But folks stood up to them. And you know why I think they did that, Sam? These are the folks that diffuse conflict in our schools every day. They know all about bullying, and they aren't afraid of bullies. They want to bring the bully in, talk to them, de-escalate conflict. So this group of workers, 55,000 people in Ontario, they're not going to back down, mm-hmm. and they shouldn't.
What I thought
was your kid and my kids matter.
Absolutely, they do. And what I thought was really interesting is one of the quotes that came out of Premier Doug Ford, sort of as this has been going on, is, "Hey, folks," and I may not get this word for word, but you get the idea. "Hey, folks, I'm taking a little bit of water with my wine. Will you do the same?" The reality is, Joel, these people in many ways can't afford the wine.
Yeah, that's a great metaphor. I mean, look, the premier gave, as I've told you on your program before, Sam, just to remember it for all of us, he gave 44 MPPs in the Tory caucus a $16,000 raise back in July. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty rich for him to talk about water in his wine, showering members of the government with huge pay raises. But he can't help the people looking after your child and so many of our kids. And I think Tom D'Amico putting out that statement for the Catholic board, that says everything. Mm-hmm. Our schools can't function without these folks.
And
so we should invest in them.
And Joel, I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,000 more times. I could never do those jobs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I could never do it. And I have friends that do it day in and day out. I've always had so much respect for the custodian staff. I mean, I couldn't do that job either. There are so many people doing these jobs that truly they do it because their heart is in it. And we're going to lose them. That's the other thing. I don't know if Premier Ford knows. This job market is pretty tight. If he sees a lot of these people walking because they're looking for other jobs, we know there's other places for them to work, then we're going to be in a real pickle, a bigger pickle.
Well, this is why I'm trying here at the Ledge, Sam, when we're debating. We debated that bill, Bill 28, terrible bill, glad it got repealed. But one of the government members said in the debate, "Oh, these folks are doing all right. They get their summers off." Mm-hmm. And I met that person in the hall and I said, you may be thinking about a different group of employees.
Right.
These are the folks that take EI in the summer. Most of them work on 10-month contracts. That's not getting the summers off. That's basically being told you can't have a full-time mm-hmm. job, and we need them to have full-time
exactly.
jobs. Like, we need them to be properly resourced. So, look, good news is we can do the right thing, but parents, you guys need to speak up. You did before. If you do it again, we can push these guys to the table, get a good deal.
Let's get it done, Joel. Honestly, I hope the next time we speak, we're speaking about getting it done, and Premier Ford and Minister Lecce come to the Minister Lecce come to the table and get this done for not only education workers, which is obviously really important, but for our kids. Let's not be on strike on Monday.
Yep, absolutely.
Joel, thank you so much for your time. Joel Harden joining us, NDP MPP for Ottawa Centre. When we come back, it's the one, it's the only Wendy Boomer. And I've got big news about Wendy that I want to share with you. You will not want to miss it. Stay with us here on City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.